Shall we turn to the text of our message? Matthew chapter 14, verse 1 to verse 12. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before him and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the old sick and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. Today I'm preaching from John the Baptist, but this is the last part of his life. I will include the early part and the middle part, and then come to this last part, because you know the story quite well about John the Baptist. The title of my message is, "He must increase, but I must decrease." It all began with John the Baptist coming to the desert of Judea and preaching the gospel of repentance. And multitudes came and heard him gladly, even including the Pharisees and Sadducees who sought his baptism. So the people thought indeed that he was the Christ, the Messiah. But he humbly denied it and then said in John chapter 3, verse 30, "He must increase, but I must decrease. But who am I? I am his servant. I am his forerunner." He is the Messiah, who is the real baptizer, not me. "I indeed baptize you with water, but he who comes after me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." That refers to the time of Pentecost, when 3,000 would repent. Then came Jesus from Galilee to the river Jordan and sought baptism from John. John the Baptist humbled himself and said, "Instead, I need to be baptized by you." But then the Lord God, the Father, revealed to him by the sending of the Holy Spirit as a dove descending on his head. And he heard the voice, as all heard it, saying from heaven by the Father, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He must increase, and I must decrease." When a servant of the Lord has been blessed in his preaching ministry, he must not increase, but rather decrease and humble himself. And so, John the Baptist, though he baptized our Lord Jesus in order to fulfill all righteousness, said, he must increase and I must decrease. This is reflected by the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, for we preach not ourselves, but the Lord Christ, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves servants, your servants, for Jesus' sake. He must increase and I must decrease. And so we see the Baptist humbling himself before the Lord. I have known two great servants of the Lord from China. One is Dr. John Sung, you have heard me say before. He was given only 15 years of ministry. He had brought in several hundred thousand souls for the kingdom of God throughout China and Southeast Asia. The other person is Watchman Nee. He was the organizer of a fast-growing denomination called the Little Flock. John Sung served the Lord straight from the beginning to the end, and he died young at the age of 42. Watchman Nee lived up to over 70, and he died in prison under the Mao Zedong communist regime. But while John Sung served the Lord straight until he died, Watchman Nee during the Japanese war with China left his preaching ministry to become the manager of a pharmaceutical company. His idea was that he should make money for the church, which the Lord does not require. That was his idea. But finally he came back, but the church did not receive him and was cut off from the fellowship for several years before he came back. Watchman Nee, with his high and mighty ideas, had left the sacred ministry that God had given him. And so he exalted himself, but Christ, by his behavior, had suffered in being decreased. From these two great men of God in China, I have learned one lesson, and that is to serve the Lord humbly and faithfully to the very end, that I may not fail him in the course of my ministry. So that should be the same position of everyone who is a preacher, that he should serve the Lord locally, abroad or anywhere, or missionary, and be faithful to the very end. For there are so many who have dropped out along the way, like Watchman Nee, and he was very sorry for this. This is a very interesting story. You should read his book, that such a great man as he should stumble along the way. Now we come to the part of John the Baptist being imprisoned by Herod the king, for he had hurt him by chiding him for marrying his brother's wife called Herodias. So while he was in prison, a doubt came to him. And he sent two disciples to see Jesus, whether he is the one who should come, or should they look for another. Jesus was very gracious and magnanimous to John the Baptist. He did not chide him, but he simply said, "Let your disciples report to him what they see of my work." The first thing is that the blind can see, the lame could walk, the deaf could hear, the lepers were cleansed. And not only that, the poor had the gospel preached to them. That's all that Jesus said. He sincerely forgave John the Baptist, and by his magnanimity, Jesus is raised to greater heights of his majesty and of his saviorhood by forgiving John the Baptist. Jesus sympathized with our human weakness. In this matter, let all those servants of the Lord Jesus Christ also take notice that we must always prepare to be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ without wavering from the beginning to the end. Now we come to the last part of the Baptist life, and that is on the occasion of Herod's birthday. He was very glad to have Herodias' daughter. Herodias is the wife of Herod's brother. And he being so pleased with what the young lady, the daughter of Herodias, has done, he uttered an oath, "I will give you anything that you ask." But the daughter of Herodias had already been instructed by the mother. So she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist in a charger." Herod was very sorry for his oath, but for the sake of his oath, he had to carry it out. And so, also for the sake of his friends that were sitting with him at the dinner, he sent to the prison and had the head of John the Baptist delivered in a plate and was given to the daughter of Herodias, who in turn brought it to the mother. As preacher of the gospel, we are bound to speak against sin. Whether in high or low place, we must be prepared to face the utter consequences. Now we have John the Baptist, who was a doubter of the Lord Jesus Christ, and surely he felt guilty. Now the time has come for him to decrease that Jesus might increase. He gladly laid down his head for the executioner's sword. And by dying in the last hour faithfully unto the Lord, he had redeemed himself from his mistake. We thank God that he persevered to the very end. There is no record of his struggle or his unwillingness. Let us therefore remember what John the Baptist has said, especially preachers of the word, when the Lord has blessed our preaching, and our hearers congratulate us and say, thank you for your message. Let us not be too elated or be proud about it, but remember the words of John the Baptist, for he must increase, but I must decrease. John the Baptist was the greatest prophet until the time of Jesus. Why was he the greatest prophet? Because it was predicted that he would come in the spirit of Elias, that is Elijah. Because it was he when in the mother's womb, when Mary met Elizabeth, her cousin, and spoke to Elizabeth, the babe that was in the womb of Elizabeth, namely John the Baptist, leapt for joy, and the mother was then filled with the Holy Ghost. He was the greatest prophet because he had the honor of being the herald, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, so that he could point people personally to the Lord. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And yet, because he did not have the fullness of revelation, he died before Jesus' death. He did not see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, he may be the greatest of the prophets by the time I come, but he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John the Baptist had baptized with water, the baptism of repentance. But Jesus was baptized by the Holy Ghost and with fire. Without the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not have the fullness of God's blessing. Now we live on this side of the cross. We live on this side of the resurrection, while John the Baptist lived on the other side before Jesus' death. He did not have the fullness of the power that comes with the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, we are truly more fortunate than John the Baptist because we learn of the resurrection power of the Lord, and by the witness of the apostles who witnessed the resurrection. Let us therefore follow the Lord with greater strength and zeal. It has been a lesson to God's servants that we follow him and we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and we are servants for ourselves are servants for Jesus' sake. Let us pray. Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for John the Baptist, whom You have sent and has been a lesson for all of us. We pray Thee, O Lord, that as we live on this side of the resurrection, we may have more power to follow Thee. Help us to be faithful and humble to the very end, who are Your full-time servants. And we pray for the leaders of the church, every one of us, that we may serve Thee in the right spirit and with humility and faithfulness to the very end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.